welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you tuned into the broadcast again this week, and we're going to pick up our study here in John chapter 9, John chapter 9, verse number 8, dealing here with the blind man who was healed by the Lord. The disciples ask, who sinned, this man or his parents? The Lord says, frankly, neither one of them have sinned, but this man was born blind for the purpose of manifesting the works of God in him. The Lord takes the man. He anoints his eyes with clay, clay made of the spittle and the dust of the ground. He tells the man to simply go to a certain pool, the pool of Siloam, or the pool Sent, and wash his eyes. And the man obeyed, and he came seeing. Simple instruction by the Lord, simple obedience by the man. And so the Lord heals here. Once again, he heals. And as we mentioned last time, the purpose of the miracles in the Scripture that are revealed in the Scripture and the purpose of the miracles that the Lord has done are a testimony to us that he has the power to forgive sins. And so he says that plainly in the Scriptures. That he has the power to forgive sins. This is revealed in the miracle where the Lord heals the man that was dropped down through the roof of the place where he was. And in Luke chapter 5, we see this. Four men carrying their kin or their friend, however that it is, one man born of four, they bring him to Christ. They see that they can't get to Christ in Luke chapter 5. They take off the tiling off of the roof and they lower this man down into the midst of the crowd in the house before the Lord. The Lord sees their faith, and then he's dealing with the people. He's going to deal with this man. And he says unto them in verse number 24, but that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power upon the earth to forgive sins, he said unto the sick of the palsy, I say unto thee, arise, and take up thy couch, and go into thine house. He saves the man first. He says, thy sins be forgiven thee, in verse number 20, man, thy sins are forgiven thee. He saves him there. But then he makes clear that because there are those present that are grumbling and carrying on, and they're offended by the Lord telling the man that. They say, and they reveal the truth, and that they say, well, who could forgive sins but God alone? And that's the point. God is present with them there in the Son. He is God. But then after saving the man and forgiving him of his sins, the Lord says, that you might know that I have power to forgive sins, I'm telling you, get up, take up your bed, and go home. And so that's the reason for the miracles. Back in John chapter 9, verse number 8, we pick it up here in verse number 8, where it says, the neighbors therefore, and they which before had seen him that he was blind, said, is not this he that sat and begged? So the neighbors are saying, hey, isn't this the fellow that we know that was blind, and he used to sit over there and beg? Some said, verse 9, this is he. Others said, he is like him, but he said, I am he. Others are saying, no, he looks like him, but that's not him. But his reply to them is yes, it's me, it's me. Verse 10, therefore said they unto him, how were thine eyes opened? So how are you healed? How can you see now? He answered and said, verse 11, a man that is called Jesus made clay and anointed, covered my eyes with it, and said unto me, go to the pool of Siloam and wash. And I went and washed, and I received sight. And so he said, this man Jesus, he anointed my eyes, and then he told me to go and to wash, and I did, and I can see. I can see again. And they said unto him, where is he? He said, I know not. So here the neighbors and the acquaintance of this man, they say, hey, wasn't he the guy that was blind? And some of them say, he looks like him, but it's not him. But he's answering. He says, no, no, it's me. It's me. He said, how can you see now? What's going on? And he tells him the account about what the Lord did and how he sent him to the pool of Siloam to wash. And he did. And he received his sight. So then they want to know where the Lord Jesus is, but he doesn't know. Now remember and think, consider this. This man had never seen before. He was born blind. That's the testimony. That's the testimony of those in verse number 2 as they look on. They knew of this man evidently, and they knew that he was born blind. His parents in verse number 20, as we go forward, and we'll cross this verse here in time, but his parents give testimony in verse number 20 there at the end of the verse that he was born blind. He'd never seen before. It'd be one thing for a man to having had seen and then become blind and then be able to see again. And that would be a blessing indeed. But he would know previously what it was to see. But this man, he was born blind. He did not know what it was like to see. And all this thing of vision is new to him. It's new. It's fresh. It's a blessing that he had never had before. And that's the way it is with the Lord and salvation. You and I, men, women, boys, and girls, are naturally born blind. Oh, Brother Jim, I can see plainly. I can see my hands, and I can see the furniture here in my house, and I can see the trees and the road as I'm driving down the road. I can see all that. What do you mean I'm born blind? We're born blind spiritually. The Lord Jesus Christ said he came to call sinners into repentance. And the scriptures definitely refers to those that are without Christ, those without the salvation of the soul, without those having been saved by Jesus Christ, that they are blind and deaf. Blind to what the Word of God says. Deaf to the words of the Lord. Just like this man was. He had never seen physically, and the Lord opened his eyes, and now he could see. And that's the way it is when a sinner is saved. The Scripture says, old things are passed away, behold, all things are become new. That's what the Lord Jesus Christ does when he saves. He makes all things new. See, he makes it to where the sinner, having never understood about his sin, sees his sin and sees the terribleness of it, sees the condemnation because of it, the coming damnation because of his sin, and sees Christ, who came, and they believe without any doubt that he came and died for them, personally. Not us. Not a multitude of people, but the sinner sees that Jesus came and died for them, personally. And so, what a wonderful type this man is of the salvation of the Lord. He'd never seen, but now he can see. And sinners, there was a day that I couldn't see, but the Lord visited me and brought his gospel and brought the truth of his word unto me and revealed Christ unto me and saved me. I repented of my sins. I trusted in Christ. After the Lord had shown me that that was the only way, the only hope that there was. And Jesus saved my soul. How about you? That's the desire. That's the reason we have this broadcast, is to spread that good gospel, that sinners might repent and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, that they might believe in the gospel, the death, the burial, the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ for the salvation of their souls, that they, being blind, might be made to see. And so we implore you to hear the word of the Lord. They ask him, where is he? In verse 12, he says, I don't know. Verse 13, they brought to the Pharisees him aforetime that was blind. So they take him down here to the religious leadership. And it was the Sabbath day when Jesus made the clay and opened his eyes. Oh, no, here we go again. The Lord's healing on the Sabbath day. He's healing on Saturday, the last day of the week, the high day, the holy day. That which had been ordained by the Lord back in Moses' time, to hallow that day, the day that was hallowed even by the Lord in his creation when he rested on the seventh day. Jesus has found healing on this day. And so they go in verse number 15. Then again the Pharisees also ask him how he had received his sight. He said unto them, "He put clay upon mine eyes, and I washed and do see." He simply told them what the truth was. Therefore said some of the Pharisees, "This man is not of God, but he keepeth, because he keepeth not the Sabbath day." Others said, "How can a man that is a sinner do such miracles?" And there was a division among them. You know what? There'll always be a division over Christ. A division because of Christ. There always will be such a division. Others, one group is saying, "He can't be of God. He's not keeping the law, and that he's healing on the Sabbath day." The thing is the Lord working to heal? No. Even the spitting on the ground and the mixing of the clay, is that working? Did this cause the Lord Jesus Christ any effort for him to reveal his power and heal in this way? No. The Lord Jesus didn't even break a sweat, did he? But he healed the man. He healed the man. There's others in the crowd say, "A man that's a sinner, he couldn't do such a miracle. This man's got to be something special. He's got to be something righteous." They're going to give testimony. The man's going to give testimony here coming in the chapter, and where he's going to say, "There's never been a miracle done like this before. That one has been healed from his blindness that he has suffered from his birth. It's never been." And you say that this man, Jesus of Nazareth, that he is wicked and evil and something's wrong with him? There's always a division about Christ. You're never on the fence about Christ. Either you trust him and believe him, or you reject him. Old sinner, receive him. Trust in him. Believe in him. Rest in him. He's the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by him. Well, see that our time has passed for now. May the Lord bless you with his word and his truth. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles, and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-7918, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.